Hello, welcome to this podcast. These are the daily audio devotions from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, as they are prepared by Pastor Adam Moline. You can check out our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org, if you want to get more of these particular devotions. They're also available in video format on our YouTube page. Let's get into today's devotion. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Today, we're going to continue with our daily devotions. I'm Pastor Adam Moline. On this daily devotion, we'll look at the gospel lesson appointed for the fifth Sunday of Easter, Cantate Sunday. It comes to us from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. Jesus said, "Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, as we come to the end of the Easter season, we're drawing nearer and nearer to it, we begin to also look forward to the next season of the church year, the season of Pentecost, the season of the church. The church is brought into existence by the work of the Holy Spirit. We confess this in the Small Catechism. "I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith." He does the same thing, the Catechism continues, for the entire church on earth, keeping it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. So as we come to the end of the season of Easter, Christ begins to draw our attention on the coming of the Holy Spirit, knowing that that Holy Spirit will be at work to make us Christian. How does the Holy Spirit work? Well, he comes and convicts the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Sin, pointing out that we have not loved, feared, or trusted God the way that we ought to. Righteousness, because Christ has paid for our sins and now is ascending into heaven to go and to be with the Father. And where Christ goes, we follow after. He goes to heaven, and in him, we go to heaven. For did you not know that all who have been baptized into Christ's death have also been baptized into his glorious resurrection? That's what St. Paul says. The Holy Spirit also preaches judgment, declaring that the ruler of this world, Satan, sin, and death, has been judged and has been declared defeated. The Holy Spirit comes and proclaims these things to you through God's holy word, the word of the scriptures read and preached and sung in hymns, the word of the scripture as it is sung and preached in the liturgy even. the word of the scriptures as it is attached to water to wash you in baptism, the word of the scripture as it is attached to bread and wine that bring the true body and blood of Christ to you. The Holy Spirit uses these things, these gifts, these means to bring the church into existence. The church does not exist because of a man like a pastor. The church exists because of the word of Jesus, the word spoken by that pastor. It's the word that's the important part because it's in that word that the Holy Spirit works. And what does he do? He guides you into all truth. For he does not speak on his own authority. He speaks what he hears, what God the Father and the Son tell him to say. That which is recorded for us in God's holy word. And what does the Holy Spirit do? He glorifies me, Jesus says, because he takes what is mine and declares it to you. The Holy Spirit brings Christ's word into your ears so that you may believe. The Holy Spirit truly does call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify the entire Christian church. The Holy Spirit keeps it with Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit does this through the power of his word, and in that word, you are saved. Saved by receiving what Christ has done for you. For Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.